thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
G'day there and welcome to the show once again. The second last episode for the year to be exact. And so this week I'll be checking out a couple of the best new releases that have been landing in my inbox over the last couple of months. And in addition to that, I'll be featuring a classic album from R.L. Burnside. It was the Mississippi-born R.L.'s birthday a couple of weeks ago, and that was enough to get me on track for this week's program. R.L.'s one of those totally unique characters that have been found in the blues world over the years, playing music very much based on that which he learned growing up in Mississippi for decades, enjoying some recording and touring opportunities over the years, but never really making the connections he needed to take the next step. And then the rock stars turned up at the doorstep of his Duke joint deep in the Mississippi Hills, and with them just what he'd been waiting for. It was Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, who, with filmmaker Robert Mugg and writer and academic Robert Palmer, who decided to make a film about the grassroots rural blues culture that still existed in Mississippi at the time. And it was R.L. Burnside's appearance in Deep Blues that changed everything. For R.L. and many of his family members, who still to this day play the blues, grandson Cedric Burnside has reached rare heights, winning a Grammy Award this year for Best Traditional Blues Album and touring the world to ever-increasing crowds of delighted fans. And of course, you've heard Cedric Burnside's music on this show for nearly 20 years now, and he's been kind enough to be my guest a couple of times in recent years. R.L.'s late career revival in the early 90s saw him recording for the fledgling record label Fat Possum, a record company set up to record and release R.L.'s music, and later many more Hill Country Blues artists as they'd come to be known, like Junior Kimbrough and later T-Model Ford and Robert Belfour, and recording in a very different way. Hip-hop and rap and electronic music artists had been sampling soul and blues since the 70s, and Fat Possum was instrumental in steering R.L. Burnside in that direction, and causing no small amount of disquiet in fans of traditional style Delta blues. And so it was, and here endeth the lesson. For now, at least. This week's feature album is R.L. Burnside's final studio album, Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. And yes, it contains some looping and sampling, but it's also full of the wonderful playing of the great Rick Holmstrom and his band, who are in the studio creating the magic for R.L.'s words and incredible voice to float upon. Rick told me about this album the last time he was a guest on this show, just before the pandemic, when he was here in Australia with Mavis Staples. Rick is Mavis's band leader and guitar player. And whilst telling me about life on the road with Mavis, he also told me about the recording of this album, which led to his own explorations in the studio and to his incredible record, Hydraulic Groove, a particular favourite of mine. So what I thought might be fun was to feature I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down and add to the mix the memories and musings of Rick Holmstrom and Cedric Burnside as they told me on this show. And so that's what I've done. To keep this week's episode of Blues with a Feeling into high gear, this is R.L. Burnside's Hard Time, Killing Floor.
just before I go. These hard times will kill you. Yes, I know. Let me tell you, people, just before I go. These hard times will kill you. Yes, I know.
Watched my big daddy, man. As a little kid, he would get off the tractor, and he would come to the house, and I don't know how he had the energy. You know, he was on a tractor from sun up, you know, to sun down, and he would have the energy to come in and practice on his guitar for 30 or 40 minutes, you know, and it would be amazing to me. I would be one of many grandkids just sitting there in amazement, like, wow, this sound is crazy to me.
in just about every newspaper, you know, within 100 miles or you know, more. And just about every place we went, no matter what state it was, they had him in a newspaper there. So, you know, things were definitely happening to him, you know, and for the Burnside family in a good way. And I would like to say around about the early 90s, you know, around 93, 94 is when things really started to, you know, to open up for my big daddy.
Hello, y'all. My name is Cedric Burnside, and you listen to Shaky Sean with Blues with a Fiddle.
Oh, Miss Maybell, let me be your hopping broad. Drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow. Oh, Miss Maybell, let me be your heart. I got 10 little puppies and 12 little shaggy hounds. Take them 22 dogs to run Miss Maybell down. Oh, Miss Maybell, let me be your heart. Maybell walking down the street, tooth like meat, ain't neither one fit to eat. Oh, Miss Maybell walking down the shining through them trees. Look at that woman with the dressed up bubba knees. Oh, Miss Maybell, let me be your heart. My telephone keep on ringing. Miss Maybell must go to speak to me. My telephone keep on ringing. Miss Maybell must go to speak to me. Miss Maybell walking down the street.
So, and I remember asking my big daddy, you know, at a young age, you know, can I play with him on the road? Can I go on the road with him? And I was just too young. You know, I was about 10 years old at the time. And of course, my dad, Calvin Jackson, was playing drums with him, too, at the time. Yeah. But when I turned about 13, my dad had already moved. He moved to Oskolen in Europe. And so when he moved, I was the next one in line to play drums behind my big daddy. I actually was the only one that could really play the unorthodox rhythm, you know, to the music. And so I kind of got my start right there. You know, my big daddy told Fat Possum that I would be, you know, the perfect match for the music, and we started right there. 13 years old, I went to, we drove to Toronto, Canada. I think it was like 17 and a half hours, you know, getting there, and I played my first tour with my big daddy, you know, in Toronto, Canada. And I've been doing it ever since.
Well, I wish I was in heaven sitting down. Wish I was in heaven sitting down. Lord, angels, oh my Lord. Wish I was in heaven sitting down. Take away my sin and give me grace.
Shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
That's the title track from this week's feature album, R.L. Burnside's wonderful Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. Before that, Miss Maybelle and Got Messed Up. R.L.'s grandson, Cedric Burnside, sharing his memories of Big Daddy growing up, as he told me on a couple of his appearances on the show in the last few years, as Cedric's star continues to ascend. A Grammy Award winner this year, would you believe? And more from Cedric later. But I was also keen to share with you Rick Holmstrom's memories of recording this album. His first time recording in this way had led to Rick exploring the idea of sampling his own music and creating loops to create something completely new. And his record Hydraulic Groove is a glorious example of just how willing Rick has been to stretch the boundaries. I was resistant to this approach 20 years ago, I must admit, and I stand before you a penitent man, having recognised my inability to hear something new over the years. Who'd have thought it would take me turning 50 and having some major health problems to open my eyes and ears once again? Whew, to the power and the majesty of the blues.
Basically, what happened was the producer would say, "Okay, let's check out this Slim Harpo song," And we listened to like, you know, a minute or two of it. And it's like, okay, let's play something like that. And we would play it. You know, we play 5 minutes of this groove, and then later they would sample it and loop it. Or we would do something like Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin, or Tramp we would listen to two versions. We listened to Lowell Folsom and Otis Redding, and we come up with a version of Tramp, and then they turned it into Too Money Nothing. I forgot what the name of that song was, but you know, it's just us playing, you know.
You got to hurry up. You got to hurry up. You got to catch up. You got to catch up. You got to hook 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 up. Too many ups out there. Yeah. I says too many ups out there. Up, too many ups. 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 Too many ups lie down. Too many ups. What you mean by this too many ups out there? Up, that is. You got to hurry up. You got to catch up. Up. You got to get up to the field. Up. You got to hook up. Up. When Saturday comes, you got to look the man up. Up. 'Cause you wanna get paid up, you know. Too many up. Too many up. Up. Too many up. Too many up. Lie down. You got to catch up. You got to hook up. 'Cause you want to get paid up. I told him I don't care if I didn't. Too many up. Too many up.
Tell me about this recording that you did with the great R.L. Burnside. Is that the first time you've ever become used to this idea of just recording the band playing and then crafting songs and recordings after the fact with the artist?
Yeah, that was my first experience with it. I mean, I knew what was going on. I remember walking into a record store one time and hearing an earlier R.L. Burnside record where they had done this, and just, you know, I looked around the record store and I saw these people that were even younger than me really digging it. And you had RL's voice, and then my friend Lester Butler was playing the harmonica on this track. And it was quite a exciting feeling. So when they made their next record with RL, they asked my band to play behind him. So it was the same guys that I was doing my trio gigs with, and then we also brought in Smokey Hormel to play guitar with me.
I'm a nothing man. I never had a chance. I'm a nothing man. It never was my fault. I'm a nothing man. You can't arrest me. I pay rent here. I'm a nothing man. Never wanted to be a bad person. I wish my mama would have loved me. I'm a nothing man. I never wanted to be a criminal. I'm a nothing man. You can't arrest me. It never was my fault. Wish my mama would have loved me. I pay rent here. I'm a nothing man. Never wanted to be a criminal. You can't arrest me. I never had a chance. Never wanted to be a bad person. I'm a nothing man. It never was my fault. I'm a nothing man. I never wanted to be a criminal. I'm a nothing man. I wish my mama would have loved me. I'm a nothing man. It never was my fault. Nothing man. I never wanted to be a criminal. Nothing man. I'm a nothing man.
Hi, this is Rick Holmstrom. You're listening to Shaky Sean with Blues with a Feeling.
Sorry, the poor boy shook his head. I asked him what he's already, and the poor boy shook his head. He said the way she have treated me, I believe she should have been dead. But that didn't seem to bother his mind. I said, now you in trouble. But that didn't seem to bother his mind. He said, I shot my baby. I believe I can do my time.
You record all these tracks, and then you make sure, of course, that everything is mic'd individually, and then they can separate out the parts, or the stems, as they call it, and they can say, oh, this 3 or 4 or 5 seconds here is killer. Let's loop that for the verses, and then let's, you know, loop this other thing for the choruses, and they just cut and paste it all in on a computer. And then they bring it to the artist, in that case was RL, and they get him to sing over top of it.
Well, well, well. No matter.
You're listening to Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
Can't have been easy for R.L. Burnside, finding himself touring the world in a style far removed from the juke joints of the Mississippi Hill Country, and which he'd gigged for decades as opportunities ignored him. Finding a new young audience at festivals around the world, having his music included in Hollywood films and HBO TV shows, and making the best money of his life. After growing up in extreme poverty and working as a sharecropper, amongst many other things, for nearly 50 years. After moving to Chicago from Mississippi, like so many young African-American people did in post-World War II America, like so many of his musical heroes had, only to find himself in the war zone that was the Windy City. And then in the 90s, to find himself celebrated by the world's glitterati, playing art galleries in New York and flying around the world to play at the great music festivals. Could have been a trap for a black man in a rich white man's world, but R.L. did it well. Using every lesson life had taught him along the way, My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble, from this week's feature album, R.L. Burnside's Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down, with memories from the great Rick Holmstrom. Also in that set, See What My Buddy Done and Nothing Man. Thanks for joining me again this week, and please like, comment on, follow and share the Facebook page, Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, so I can keep you in the loop about new shows, and please tell your music-loving friends about me and the program, so they can get in on the fun too. Can you imagine what they've missed out on already? This is the second last ep for the year, and something very cool for you next week, and I'll be back in the final week of January for what will be the kickoff of the 30th year of Blues with a Feeling. Still to come, though, this week, Buddy Guy, the first single off Eric Bibb's To Be Released in Australia Next Year album, and plenty more. Thanks to the Yarramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for reaching out to save the show when it all seemed over. This is Blues with a Feeling.
The interesting thing about it for me is that our tones and our performances were live. So you're getting the real feeling of people playing, and you're getting the nasty kind of distorted guitar sounds and stuff like that that we were into. But then you loop it and it becomes more almost like electronic music sounding, dance music.
The name of the song, Bad Luck City.
Lord, a lot of people don't know about that, because they have never been there. But I've been there, and I know. A lot of time you love them women, and they don't love you. But I have one, and I love the one I have. That's why I tell her every morning when I wake up, I sat down and tell her these words.
Can't I love you, baby? Can't I love you, baby? Love you by myself, girl. Love you.
Them women, you know, a lot of time you have them women, they love you too. They'll say the same thing back to you as they did to them. But it's a trouble, problem, when you love them women and they don't love you. A lot of times, I've wanted to leave a lot of times. I've been through that problem. But they be so nice to you, you just sit down and tell them.
Love you too.
trouble, I tell you. When you love them women and they don't love you. You love them and they tell you one morning, I got to leave you. I tell her these words one more time. Feel sorry, you know. Said the same things back to me I said to her. I be done started back in the house and fixing the clothes and doors. She'll tell me them same words. We got everything settled in. We're gonna try to move on. But it's a problem, but it's a problem, but it's a problem when you love them women and they don't love you.
Every newspaper, you know, within 100 miles or you know, more. And just about every place we went, no matter what state it was, they had him in the newspaper there. So, you know, things were definitely happening to him, you know, and for the Burnside family in a good way. And I would like to say around about the early 90s, you know, around 93, 94 is when things really started to, you know, to open up for my big daddy.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain of fools. For 5 long years, thought I was your man. Change, change, change. I'll give you a train. You told me to leave you alone. My family said, come on home. My doctor said, take it easy. But your love is much too strong.
I'm just making your
change, change, change. Change, change, change. Change, change, change. Change of blues. One day morning, your chain is gonna break.
My name is Cedric Burnside, and you listen to Sean Densley, Blues with a Feeling.
Do you remember noticing all of a sudden that rock stars and record company people and media types were all of a sudden turning up at the Burnside's place asking about RL?
Oh, for sure, man, for sure. There was people coming from all over, you know, to do interviews, to record, you know, just every little bit they can get from him. It was happening. And, of course, that, you know, that turned a lot of heads with my Big Daddy friends. It also turned a lot of heads with the family as well, because they wasn't used to, you know, him getting that kind of recognition, you know, for his music, even though he had played it his whole life. But, yeah, that definitely helped a whole lot for him to get more well-known.
I had two uncles, two brothers, and my father to kill in Chicago. That's why I don't like living now. It's too rough a place. People going up down the street shooting, killing people. Wish they'd done it everywhere, but they've been doing it that a long time, you know. That's a sad thing. Well, my brother, he was a doctor. I think he'd been, I'm not for sure, but I think he'd been selling some dope to him, and he, I reckon, quit, and they killed him. And my uncle, one of them, they killed him, another guy killed him by his wife. He, with his wife, and about 2 years after he killed him, he stayed with his, lived with his wife. And my other uncle, I don't know what reason he got killed, but I know he got killed. And my dad, they killed him and robbed him. He got his check, you know, his, and somebody ganged up on him and stopped him, oh man, 25 or 30 times. And nobody never went to jail for it because they never found out who it was. Then I was, that was in the 50s, Yeah, because I lived there in the 40s. And as soon as I left there, about 11 months after I left there, my father got killed. Then about a week later, both of my brothers got killed the same day. And then one of my uncles got killed about 3 months later. And it was about 6 or 8 months before my other uncle got killed. But they all got killed in a year's time. Yeah, I'm glad I made it out, man. At the other side of the next house and where he lived, where somebody killed him there and took his money. And one of my uncles, the guy killed him by his wife, he caught him there with his wife and he killed him. And I don't know what happened to my other uncle, but he got killed, you know. I don't know just what happened. Nobody went to jail because they don't know who did nothing. Well, yeah, I sharecropped down at Senatobia. And then I moved down to Tunica. I stayed down there a couple of years at Hollywood. And I came from there back to Coldwater. And stayed there 2 years and went back to Memphis. We stayed 2 or 3 years and we came back. Stayed here a year and went back to Memphis and stayed a couple of years. And then we come back and we ain't been back since.
Don't lie. one shot. Paid a man a dollar and a half. And they tore the Rigger Theater down. It's not coming back. No. The years go flying by. And I tell you the blues don't lie. I said, the blues don't lie. Sonny Boy told the truth. The blues don't ever lie. Just keep on living. If your love leave you, that's the blues. If you get sick, that's the blues. If you lose your job, that's the blues. If you don't have any money, damn right, that's the blues.
This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
Set to perform here in Australia for the final time next year, with tickets selling very fast, that's Buddy Guy and the Blues Don't Lie. Before that, R.L. Story from this week's feature album, R.L. Burnside's Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. Pulls no punches, does it? Before that, Chain of Fools and Bad Luck City, with excerpts from previous interviews on Blues with a Feeling with Cedric Burnside and Rick Holmstrom. It's all about family, one way or another. And this is Eric Bibb riding into Australia in February for 2 months next year.
Won't waste your time trying to sell my point of view. I'll just tell you so you know who I am. Just a wee bit more. Getting to know each other, it's what life is for. I am like you, woman born. I am like you, child of God. You are like me, here to learn from history. You are like me, family. Let's open our eyes, call a spade, someone making money by keeping us afraid, afraid of each other. Back in time we might have been brothers from a different mother. They called it a sin. I am like you, born of a woman. I am like you, a child of God. You are like me, here to learn from history. You are like me, family. Woman born, I am like you, a child of God. You are like me, here to learn from history. You are like me, family. Family.
happen, it's been going on too long. I'm tired of living in this big old world of hurt. Things have got to get better, cause they sure can't get no worse. Singing, I'll be glad.
You're listening to Shaky Sean, everybody.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Trying to walk this crazy life, been pushing through this pain and strife,
been trying so hard with my heart and soul. This burden is a heavy load. To shed so many trails to tread. How much do I have to bear while you choose to stay unaware? The world sees my skin and they're scared. Can't believe what my eyes see. Can't believe the things I hear. When will the love come? When will the peace come? 'Cause we've been in this storm so very long. Been trying so hard with our heart and soul. It is a heavy load. 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 This burden, this burden, this burden, this burden, this burden, this burden, this burden. It is a heavy load. It is a heavy load.
That's Anika Chambers and Paul DeLoria there from their new release, Good Trouble, Heavy Load. And speaking of heavy loads, before that, John Namath. It's been a tough year for John, as you heard earlier in the season when he was my guest. Undergoing possible career-ending surgery to remove a tumour in his jaw, and in the weeks before the surgery, releasing that album may be the last time. John's reported this week that he's undergone another round of dental surgery to rebuild his teeth after they were all removed. An awful experience, he said, after the anaesthetic didn't work. Bloody hell, how was your year? Here's to us all, my friends, after the year of trouble and strife we've all experienced one way or another. That song dedicated not just to John Namath, but to us all. I'll be glad. Have a great week. I'll be back next week with the final show of the year. And in the meantime, I'll leave you with this.